Stay on top of all meaningful, top trending stories right here on SAFM. Leading the conversation.
Well, earlier you heard the version of Action SA about the situation in Tshwane, this dispute between them and the DA. They're in the same coalition, of course. Action SA rejecting this proposal to basically allow an unsolicited bid by various companies to refurbish two power stations in Tshwane to go ahead. It's a 26 billion rand contract. Action SA says the contract is illegal and that there's been no competing bids. They opposed it, so the motion was eventually rejected in the council yesterday. Well, let's hear now from the Democratic Alliance. Solly Msimanga is the Gauteng leader of the DA. Solly, good morning.
Good morning, Devin. Good morning to the SAFM listeners, and thank you for having us.
Action SA told us 20 minutes ago it would be wrong to go ahead with this contract. It's an unsolicited contract. Why do you believe the contract should go ahead?
Devin, first of all, there's no contract to talk about. Second of all, what Action SA fought about or was fighting about in council yesterday was a process which is prescribed by the provincial and the national treasury. That is, if you have a proposal that you're getting with it unsolicited, you need to take it for public participation. And if it goes for public participation, and during the public participation, there might be people or companies or a company that comes up and say, hey, man, you know, we are able to offer them the same, product, or we're able to provide you with the same service. Therefore, it will go for a competitive bid. So there's nothing that is unto us that is coming here. HNSA, as usual, jumping the gun, not understanding the issues, not understanding the process. I must say I'm very much disappointed, because Bongani would know that this happens all the time, where a mayor will be getting a proposal. It will go through the processes, and if it makes sense, then it will be allowed or disallowed. If they had an issue, they should have raised that issue, during the internal caucuses, which they agreed with in the internal caucus. But because we are seeing now a trend where it looks like they are looking for a way to come out of the coalition agreement, they are doing what they're doing now.
Okay, you say all of that, but it's an unsolicited bid, right? A group of business people come to your mayor and say, let's have 26 billion rand, and your mayor supports them.
No. What happens is that they come and say, look, you have pieces of property. This is all that is in that proposal. They say you have two mothballed power stations. One is in the west of Pretoria, close to Atteridge, called the Pretoria West Power Station. The other one is on the, if you're going towards the north in Reyerval. These two stations haven't been used in over a decade. They come and say, the proposal is that you sign over these. You don't sell them to us. You sign over these for a period of time. We will generate electricity, and then you are able to then avoid load shedding in the municipality. Obviously, then there is a profit sharing that goes into that. So that is the proposal that has been put forward. The mayor took it to the officials and said, this is the proposal that has come through. Make sure that whatever is legal that needs to be complied with can be complied with. And then they wrote to National Treasury, they wrote to Provincial Treasury. And by the way, they got response from Provincial Treasury giving them the go-ahead. So for Bongani to also come and say that there was no go-ahead given, I mean, I think it's false, and they should be rejected. But over and above that, there is nothing that says in this process that, it cannot go for a competitive bid if during the public participation process, a stakeholder comes up and says they are able to offer the same product. Even if it's cheaper, or even if the profit sharing margins are changed somewhat. So this is what can be done.
Are you worried this could be the beginning of the end of your coalition with Action SA? I mean, you released a statement yesterday claiming, I don't know why you claim this, that this is all about Herman Mashaba's ego.
Well, it is about Herman Mashaba's ego. Because every time we would have an issue that should be resolved at a local level, because this is part of the coalition agreement. Part of the coalition agreement has always been that the local structures will resolve local issues. And then if they cannot resolve those local issues, then it will be escalated to us at a provincial or at a national level. And we have seen every time that there are issues that seems to be getting a different outcome at a local level. But then the moment the caucus go and report at the national level, you know, the meta seems to be changing, and they seems to be coming back with a different, you know, take to what they would have agreed on before. I can give you a number of examples. They've done this in Johannesburg before, where they threatened to move out if, you know, Mpopalati didn't change something that they initially all agreed on. And this is something that we're seeing as a trend. It is a worrying trend that, you know, it looks like if the party that is in the coalition that is already working in bad faith. But from the DA perspective, we will continue to do what we promised the people of Gauteng, the people of South Africa, that we will do. And that is to be a faithful partner in a coalition that, you know, should work. Because if you look at it, the South African politics are dictating that the future is going to be of coalitions, and we want to make sure that they do work.
Thanks very much indeed, Solly Mzimanga, the Gauteng leader of the DA. All right, we've heard both sides of that now.